Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And of course, on today's show, we have Senator Michelle Kidani. She's the vice president, vice president of the Senate. That's what I'm trying to say. And the chair of the Education Committee. And we have Ian Kitajima, who's the president of PICTER, which is the Pacific International Center for High Tech Research. And we're here to talk about computer science policy and advocacy. And I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Aloha, Bert.
Thanks for joining me. Okay, so this is kind of more a historical perspective, because we're hearing a lot about the DOE actually now in the phase of implementing computer science in education from K through 12. And Senator, I wanted to, you know, give you a chance to kind of harken back to some of the beginnings of when this idea started to get formulated and sort of what it took to gain some traction. So we have an instigator on the call. His name is Ian Kitajima. So between the two of you, how did you kind of like start getting interested in this particular subject matter?
Well, like you said, the instigator, Ian Kitajima, when I first met him, we were looking at some digital cards that Ian had provided to some students, and mm-hmm. I can't remember what school at the time.
That was the Altino. Was that Altino?
Yes. And I think I got excited because I was watching the students and how excited they were to do this, and as I watched Ian, I couldn't tell you who was more excited, Ian or the students.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree. In fact, I think I remember that was like, I think that might have taken place at a conference room over at Oceanet, right? And I remember, Senator,
correct,
you were there. And it was a fun kind of, you know, interaction, seeing this capability. But go on.
So based on that and the enthusiasm that I saw with the students, in 2017, I remember that Ann Mahi, who was the Nanakuli Wainai complex area superintendent at the time, and another teacher, Terry Hoke, they invited Ian and myself to talk at the Nanakuli Wainai Complex Summer Teacher Professional Development Day,
mm-hmm.
Which was at the Island Pacific Academy, and I'm sure Ian remembers that. But that was mm-hmm. when I think the spark started for me, when Ann gathered the principals from the Nanakuli Wainai complex area, and she invited myself, and at this conference, this is when Ian taught computer science to 5,000 teachers or something like that.
Wow. Now, let me ask, you know, at the beginning, and Senator, you know, you're seeing the Altino and kids getting involved with actually programming it, and Ian's there, you know, really kind of getting the level of excitement very high. When you started to think of it in translating to like policy, how did you start to frame in your mind, you know, what are we calling this? I mean, and I know you already said computer science, but what is it that you really wanted to achieve from a policy standpoint impacting education?
I think for myself, it was realizing that this was the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important for us to start preparing our students for these future careers, and with hopes of keeping them here in Hawaii, and, you know, furthering the program so that the intern would be, you know, teaching their siblings whatever, and keep this program going. And it would reduce the brain drain from our state, but it was only going to happen with people like Ian helping us with and collaborating with the DOE and other industry partners.
Mm-hmm. And Ian, maybe share a little bit about your sort of initial kind of not only thoughts, but, you know, methods of how to gain some traction, you know, with this sort of new introduction.
Yeah. So I'll give you my version.
I hope it's similar to a senator's version.
Yeah, no, it is. And you know, I absolutely remember, and I think part of the reason why I wanted to for folks to hear this history of what had happened was a lot of it was, Senator Winch, after we had that presentation at Island Pacific Academy, you know, she came to me and she said, you know, how can I help you? And, you know, honestly, I was like, I don't know. We're just trying to figure out how do we bring things to students to engage them in learning?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
And she mentioned those Alpino cards were just amazing because they were just exciting for the adults, but they were even more exciting for the students. And she said, you know, she asked how she could help. And I really didn't fully understand what she was saying. And then, but I think she had a vision for what was possible. And that later became the introduction of computer science bills, design thinking bills that eventually became laws. And I remember speaking to Senator, you know, almost a few years later and more recently about how I really never fully understood the value of policy and government until she did that for me. Because what had happened a couple of years ago, I went over to Molokai,
mm-hmm.
and went to help a school. I think it's Mauna Loa Elementary School, set up some equipment because they were starting their computer science efforts. And that's when I realized that what she had done was the whole digital equity thing you and I have been talking about, mm-hmm. right? How do you bring that kind of innovation? How do you bring innovative teaching and learnings and opportunities to our students who are the furthest away from Oahu?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized how important the work she had done. And if she didn't do that work, we wouldn't be where we are today. And so to me, that was like the big aha, like, wow. Now every student in the state of Hawaii from elementary, middle to high school, their schools at least offer one computer science class.
Wow. Now,
and that, yeah.
No, yeah. Ian, this admission of your learning about the impact of policy is really kind of a surprise to me. I thought you were an old hand at this, given the fact that you've been traveling back and forth to DC and, you know, talking at the federal level. But I'm glad you brought this up, because at a very local state level, it really kind of starts with policy. And Senator, I mean, I guess it's kind of an honor that you have helped Ian have a broader understanding of the importance of policy.
I think that, you know, if not for people like Ian and not getting, you know, the legislators excited about these kinds of things, it's hard to make things happen.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I may be the policymaker and I can introduce the bills to get this started, but I need the motor behind the driver.
Mm-hmm,
And I think of Ian as this motor. So in 2018 and in 2021, I introduced two bills which focus on design thinking and computer science, which I'm pleased that has led to the implementation of computer science in schools across Hawaii. And this is because of the push that Ian gave me and gave the students. And I could see how important it was to the students. And for them, it was kind of like play. You know,
yeah.
And because it was play, it made it fun, and so they were interested in learning.
Well, you know, I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit more about how, you know, you see that ever-ready battery bunny in Ian, because it's really important to have that kind of motor driving. Not only, I mean, you're important, Senator, introducing the policy, but you know, you have to have community come out and support that policy that shows that it's an important thing to, you know, pass through the legislature. So I do want to talk a little bit about how you gain the traction, you know, with your colleagues, both you, Ian, and Senator. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after a short break to continue our conversation with Senator Michelle Kidani, Vice President of the Senate, Chair of the Education Committee, and Ian Kitajima, President of PICTER. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum, and if you're just joining us, we're talking to Senator Michelle Kidani, VP of the Senate and Chair of the Education Committee, and Ian Kitajima, President of PICTER. And we're here talking about computer science policy and advocacy. And right before the break, Senator, you're saying that it was really important that you had somebody that was part of the community really advocating for this. And then, of course, you have Ian on the other side realizing, wow, this is a great thing to have policy introduced, and now I need to mobilize the support for that policy. And so, Senator, on your side, you still had to get your colleagues in the Senate to support this introduction, right? So along the way, it's not just you championing this on your own. You have to have other senators, you know, who are hearing it in committee, you know, passing it out of committee, making sure that, you know, any amendments are make sense, and ultimately it ends up, you know, going to maybe a conference because there's a House version. So there's a lot of other people that are involved, and maybe you can start with, how did you convince your colleagues?
Well, I think it wasn't too difficult to convince my colleagues, because many of them knew how important it was, and they had children or nieces and or nephews that was interested in it. And whether it was Altino cards or cards or computer games that they were playing, mm-hmm. This already was starting to have an impact. But for others who have been out of school for a while, I could not have done this without Ian. Mm-hmm. And so in 2018, we passed what became Act 51. Mm-hmm. And this act developed and implemented the statewide computer science curriculum for all public school students in grades K through 12, and it included the design thinking as part of the curriculum. And then in 2021 and 2022 school year, this act further ensured that each public high school offers at least one computer science course during each school year.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of introducing policy that does turn into an act, there's definitely kind of like a budget requirement for that too, right? Because a lot of this doesn't happen for free. So I guess in part of what you have to assess is how much is this all gonna cost, right?
Yes, and I forget the numbers now, but yes, some jaws dropped when we talked about the money. But it wasn't only that, it was also making sure that we could find the teachers,
mm-hmm,
right, in the public schools that were willing to do this. I remember sitting in my dentist chair, and his son, who was in the Scouts, they were trying to do similar programs. So he was impressed and encouraged me and told me how he felt that this kind of curriculum was really necessary for the students, and how the Boy Scouts were embracing it also. So I was even more encouraged. And after a while, my colleagues anyway did not, I don't want to say stand in my way, but they knew that I was driven.
Yeah.
Put it that way. And Ian was the motor behind me.
Well, and Senator, you brought up a really great point, because you know, the idea of you're identifying the need for teachers to be behind this, because they're the ones that are ultimately going to carry this program forward, and they already got a full load, you know, to carry. And how are they going to layer something else on top of what they already, you know, are really kind of chartered to do? And I think that's where Ian comes in, because Ian, you spent quite a bit of time going out to schools and showcasing, yeah, you know, things like Altino. I mean, you'd call me up and tell me all about these things, and your work was, I think, instrumental in getting teachers to support the actual program.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, I think when you and I gotta give a shout out to a friend of mine, Ryan Connell, who was kind of the inspiration in my head about about looking at computer science in a different way. He, you know, he came to me one day and said, you know, you're doing all this stuff around design thinking, which is fantastic, but you do know that software is just changing everything, right? Computer science is changing the world. Why don't you do something in that area? And that made me start thinking, to start thinking about stuff. And what was interesting is about that time, I became aware that South Korea was making computer science mandatory by the year 2018. But the thing that was, as I started to dig into this, was the big challenge is that there's just not enough, there's not enough teachers trained in computer science. So South Korea had to develop systems to train teachers in computer science, and Altino was one of the best systems that we saw. And that's what we brought to Hawaii. And like anything, right, we're very design thinking. We just kind of, we'll just prototype something and we'll just try it. And because we were coming from industry and we didn't really know what we were doing, we just started. We just said, okay, we're making a 6-day workshop and we're going to just invite a bunch of teachers and folks to come join us. And we started developing our own workshop materials, and we just started. And what was fascinating was, but people started to really, like, the adults really got excited. And that was the key. And I'd have to give a shout-out to Lauren Name and Kamehameha Schools, who really was there at the very beginning when I went to Lauren and said, you know, I have this crazy idea that maybe we could train 5,000 educators in computer science. She was like, okay, what do you need? And basically provided resources so we could test out the idea. And what we found was, and the key was, if the adults could do it, then it would be possible for them to do it with students. And so that's how it kind of started. And it started with just one big workshop, and then it just started with more and more workshops. And then it started work, and then it was us coordinating with the Department of Education, with Terry Ushijima's group and Brett Tanaka and folks, and helping them actually start all the computer science stuff they had been doing. They had been planning, I think, for a while. And so our timing, I think, was perfect. We just kind of didn't know what we were doing and just started. And then eventually they really came along and really organized things along with Shane Esselstein and just started training teachers, right? So we were training teachers, and then they were getting organized and training teachers. And eventually that created the momentum to the point where eventually, you know, we could stop. You know, I remember telling Brett, just tell me the day when we can stop, because really we're just here to like support you and our teachers and our students. We don't feel like we should be in this role forever. So, and they have done a fantastic job. And so now in every complex, there's a computer science person, resource person that supported the computer science effort throughout the state.
So Ian, you know, one of the things I want to maybe get a level set on, and kind of for our listeners, we use terms like computer science and design thinking, and those were the kind of the key policy introductions. But I want you to kind of go a little bit deeper into, you know, what does that really mean? What does it mean to be computer science? Or what does it mean to use the design thinking? So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Senator Michelle Kidani, VP of the Senate and Chair of the Education Committee, and Ian Kitajima, President of PICTER, Pacific International Center for High-Tech Research. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, Bavarian Motor Experts, and Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Senator Michelle Kidani, Vice President of the Senate and Chair of the Education Committee. And we have Ian Kitajima, President of PICTER. And, of course, we're here talking about computer science policy and advocacy. And right before the break, you know, I wanted to, you know, just give you a chance to, for the general listener that might be hearing us talk about computer science, I mean, we're not trying to necessarily change all the kids into computer scientists. So I want to give you a chance to maybe define in this broad category of digital science, what does that include? And maybe say a little bit about what is this design thinking process?
I think when we started this effort, right, whenever you start something, people think, you know, very quickly, you know, we try to make sense of what somebody's doing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are these guys trying to do? Like, why are they bringing computer science? And this is my same question. When I heard that computer science was going to be a mandatory class in South Korea, the first thing I thought in my head was the same thing. Like, what does that really mean? Are they trying to turn every kid into a computer scientist? You know, and I realized, no, that's not what you're doing. And eventually that's what I realized. And the same thing for us. What we realized was computer science was just a way to engage students in a way of thinking, right? In a way of thinking that's very iterative and it's based in rapid learning and failing. The beauty of computer science as we started doing it was I thought about it and went, this is just like design thinking or any kind of creative process where you do something and you get immediate feedback. And that's a process of learning, right? And so when you're programming, we always say when you write a program, you're going to fail, but you're going to get immediate feedback from the car that says, okay, it's not doing what I want, and that's just learning, right? So you're teaching students and yourself that failing is learning, and when you do it quickly, it's just learning. It's not really failing, and that's why I kind of went design. This is like the perfect design thinking kind of tool to teach the mindset of rapid failing and learning. And it's really not about computer science. Everybody gets it and goes, Ian, what do you, like, I don't want my kid to be like a computer scientist. And I think that's not what it's about. It's about creative problem solving. It's about critical thinking skills. It's about, even when robotics came out 20 years ago and we were involved, I went to, wait, why are we doing robotics? We don't have a robotics industry. And then I realized after a while, I said, it's not about robotics. It's a way to engage the kids in a way of learning, interdisciplinary learning, where they're not just building stuff, but they're presenting and they're thinking critically about things and they're working together as teams and they're communicating. And it's all that other stuff. But robotics was just a way to catch their attention. Computer science and these Altino cars are just a way to grab their attention. Mm-hmm. And then even the ag tech stuff we're doing today, people think it's all about ag, and it's not. It's still the same thing. It's a way to get people's attention. It's a way to get kids involved in learning and interdisciplinary learning. It's not just about the one thing that we're looking at, right? And that's why we do this. And, you know, people say, why do you do this, Ian? And I tell people, it's because this is the stuff we never had when we were growing up. Imagine if we had this stuff. Like, everything would be so different, right?
I know.
And that's why we do it, right? And I think that's why we do all this work, Senator, as well, right? It's like, it's all the things we never had, we never got. We never had when we were growing up.
No, I can see, you know, I can see the senator watching the motor getting revved up, and I wanted to ask the senator, you know, now that the DOE has K, you know, kind of CS and K-12, they all are now kind of actively working on what is the program that will go from K-12 to take what you have helped to introduce as policy into action. And so, Senator, I'd like to ask you, what do you see your sort of policy push now in support of that going forward, given that, you know, you've made an impact to just get it in, you know, in place, but do you have some ideas on where you want to take it from here?
Well, I think one thing that I wanted to say that, you know, even though that we were delayed a little bit because of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to know that according to the DOE, we have 40% of our students, or almost 60,000 students, are enrolled in computer science courses today.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. That tells you that there is a big interest. And we have to continue this courses for our students, because this is something that they really want to do.
And Senator, I mean, in your mind, how do you see this continuum impacting Hawaii in a broader sense, perhaps from what you had said earlier, you know, in terms of diversifying the economy and, you know, creating jobs that are really of the 21st century. How do you see that piece of the policy direction kind of taking the momentum that you've created with computer science and education to that next level?
Well, you know, according to DOE, this their career and technical education programs are playing critical roles because mm-hmm. they're preparing our students with hands-on learning experiences and industry-relevant skills. And the other big thing, I think, is they want to take these courses. It's not, you know, like before where, you know, they would cut classes or whatever. There's very few of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's bridging the gap between our academic concepts, our practical applications. Our students can explore various computer science disciplines. They're engaging in real-world experiences through the projects that they do. They can earn certifications that enhance employability. And for some of them who, you know, were not planning to go on to college, they can come out of high school with skills that can give them good jobs.
You know, have you, Ian is working on the whole ag tech kind of initiative. And Senator, I'm interested to hear what you see as some of the key areas where what you learned through this computer science policy and programmatic implementation in the DOE, where do you see some of the areas that might really benefit, you know, this kind of new infusion of young adults, you know, getting into the workforce? And of course, ag is potentially one of them.
Yes, I think for me, the pandemic showed the importance of the digital literacy, especially applied in, you know, distance learning, telehealth, et cetera, and being able to work from home, which more people are doing. So I think that this is how it diversifies our economy, because our students don't have to move away. They can be in different pathways that include cybersecurity, our green energy, robotics, and other, you know, technology-based fields.
So, Senator, what can you tell people to do right now if they want to continue on this path?
I think to make sure that, you know, if they are not happy with some of the courses that they have been taking, to look into cyber security types of courses and, you know, talk to the principal or the teachers who are the instructors. And if it still doesn't gain their interest, look at other schools that may have something that they are interested in, because there is something out there for everyone. And our DOE, I think, has done a terrific job in providing this work.
Well, thanks, Senator Michelle Kidani, VP of the Senate, Chair of the Education Committee, and Ian Kitajima, President of PICTER. I want to thank you both for joining us today, and thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week. We'll now talk about the $100 million Elemental Impact Fund. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. And of course, our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR One every Friday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.